जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय रास बिहारी राधा रास बिहारी राधे, जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बिबिट फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट 41 यू प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी अथो यथावन् वितर्कगोचरम् चेतो मनः कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा यदाश्रयं येन यतः प्रतीयते सुदुर्विभाव्यं प्रणतास्मि तत्पदम् अथो यथावन् वितर्कगोचरम् चेतो मनः कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा यदाश्रयं येन यतः प्रतीयते सुदूर्विभाव्यं प्रणतास्मि तत्पदम् अथो यथावन् वितर्कगोचरम् चेतो मनः कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा यदाश्रयं येन यतः प्रतीयते सुदूर्विभाव्यं प्रणतास्मि तत्पदम् अथो यथावन् वितर्कगोचरम् चेतो मनः कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा चेतो मना कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा Matajis. Van navigat gocharam. Word to word translation. Atho, therefore, she decided to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Yathavat, as perfectly as one can perceive. Na, not. Vitarkagocharam, beyond all arguments. Reason and sense perception. Chetaha, by consciousness. Manaha, by mind. Karma, by activities. Vachobhihi, or by words. Anjasa, taking all of them together. We cannot understand them. Yadashrayam, under whose control. Yena, by whom. Yataha, from whom. Pratiyate, can be conceived. Only that form, from him, everything emanates. Sudur vibhavyam, beyond our sense perception or consciousness. Pranatasmi, let me surrender. Tat padam, at his lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer my obeisances unto Him, who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind, activities, words, and argument. Who is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained, and by whom we can conceive of its existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for He is beyond my conception, speculation and meditation. He is beyond all of my material activities. Purport. One simply has to realize the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not try to understand Him by any material means, subtle or gross. Mother Yashoda, being a simple woman, could not find out the real cause of the vision. Therefore, out of maternal affection, she simply offered obeisances unto the Supreme Lord to protect her child. She could do nothing but offer obeisances to the Lord. It is said, Achintya khaluye bhava na tams tams tarkena yojayet. Mahabharata Bhishma Parva 5.22. One should not try to understand the Supreme Cause by argument or reasoning. When we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer Him our respectful obeisances. Then our position will be secured. This was the means adopted in this instance also by Mother Yashoda. Whatever happens, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva karana karanam. When the immediate cause not be ascertained, let us simply offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Yashoda concluded that the wonderful things she saw within the mouth of her child were due to Him. Although she could not clearly ascertain the cause. Therefore, when a devotee cannot ascertain the cause of suffering, he concludes, Tattenukampam sushamikshamano bhunjana evatmakrutam vipakam rudvagvapubhir vidadhan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. The devotee accepts that it is due to his own past misdeeds that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has caused him some small amount of suffering. Thus, he offers obeisances to the Lord again and again. Such a devotee is called Muktipade Sadaya Bhak. That is, he is guaranteed his liberation from this material world. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukkhada Agama Payino Nityastam Stitikshasva Bharata. We should know that material suffering due to the material body will come and go. Therefore, we must tolerate the suffering and proceed with discharging our duty as ordained by our spiritual master. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vansha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, to start with, I would like to beg the blessings of all the senior devotees and all of you so that we can discuss about this very wonderful pastimes on very auspicious occasion of this Deepavali festival. So, two things we are going to see today that as Prabhupada says here, in this pastime of Mrud Bhakshana Leela, that is Krishna eating mud, and as this Deepavali is going on, so we'll speak a few minutes about the festival. So here now the situation is that Mother Yashoda has seen the whole universe and she is a simple coward lady in Vrindavan, and she is very lovingly taking care of little Krishna and little Balaram. And Jai Shri Radharas Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Gonitai Ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. So by such, you know, situation, as when he opened his mouth to show, she saw the whole universe, all the planets, all the everything practically. Mahat Tattva, and lot of description is there, that how she saw everything. So she was bewildered. And Chakravarti Prabhu was giving 12 reasons why Krishna ate the earth. And this all reasons are given by our acharyas very beautifully. So here, we can see before last yesterday, the text shloka is, Kim swapna etadut deva maya kim va madiyo batamo buddhi mohaha atho amuvshaiva mamarbhakasya yakaschanautpattika atmayogaha. So when Yashoda Mata is seeing the greatness of Krishna, she is feeling that, is this my buddhi moha, that is it my, I am, my intelligence is bewildered. So she is telling that this is not the actual thing. Actually is my Krishna is just a small boy. But then what is this happening? And we can see the same thing, that this Mother Yashoda sees the whole universe, and then ahead it, you know, comes also that she becomes kind of aware that, because she couldn't figure it out, that how can a small child of mine can have all the universe inside. First she thought that maybe it's my imagination. She looked around, whether generally when we are in, we put some chimti or something like that, so that we are not in dream or something. So she did that also. She understood that I'm fully aware. So she couldn't understand that what is the whole thing. Then she started kind of contemplating that maybe, because since Krishna has come, so many very peculiar things are happening. Putana came and she was killed. Trunavarta took the small boy on top and then he came down, he killed, but my boy was saved. I understand that my child is not God, but then it appears to me that God is appearing through him now. He's kind of, God is teaching me that I should not be materially attached. So she was convinced that he is not God, but then maybe God is acting, God can act through anybody. So maybe my, you know, son is like that. So thinking like that, she started offering prayers to that Supreme Lord who is acting through Krishna. That maybe Krishna is showing me that I should not be attached and things like that. And then she started praying that, oh, till now I was thinking that I am queen of this Vrindavan and everything belongs to me and Nanda Maharaj is my husband, but we are all spirit soul, and like that. She started kind of contemplating. And that's how she is paying obeisances to the manifestation of Lord Narayana through this small boy. But then we find here that whenever there is a tattva coming, the bhava reduces. Because when Krishna Tattva is like in forefront, then the emotions go down. As we see here that as this Aishwarya, you know, Shakti started manifesting, mother's natural flow of affection for Krishna started reducing. It cannot reduce because that is too much. You know, it's like ocean. Even if one Jalamukhi or the comes in the ocean underneath, not much happens to ocean. Not even 0.1 degree Celsius also increases. Because ocean is so huge, even if sometimes some eruption is there of such, even lava comes, nothing happens to the ocean. Similarly, these are like, Jwalamukhi bursting in the ocean of Madhurya and Vatsalya Prem of. So that for time being, for very few moments, Mother Yashoda started thinking like this, that maybe, you know, Krishna is not an ordinary, and maybe Krishna is like teaching me through this whole thing that I should not be attached. So when that was going on, she started thinking that maybe I am bewildered by seeing this manifestation of Krishna's different energies. And here she says buddhi moha. She started feeling that maybe my intelligence is bewildered. And when she is philosophizing the situation which she had heard, she has seen in Krishna's mouth, then she became practically, it comes here, she says that yeah. Sadyo nashta smrutir gopi sa aropya aroham atmajam. Immediately forgetting Yogamaya's illusion that Krishna had shown the universal form within his mouth, Mother Yashoda took her son on her lap as before. So then everything became, after Krishna's one smile only, all this Yogamaya and other things, they vanished. The whole, the philosophy was thrown in one corner. And then nashta smrutir gopi, that whole smruti of Krishna's greatness was destroyed. And then she became all right. She became like a normal loving Krishna, and Krishna was very happy. So like similar verse comes, nashta smruti. In Bhagavad Gita also, he says, nashta moho smrutir labdhva tvat prasadan mayachyuta. So there he says that now I have received all smruti because I have seen your form. But here, Mother Yashoda is exactly opposite. He says that when I forget that form, then she will, now I have understood that. So the level of Mother Yashoda is on the parental affection. There this Aishwarya of Krishna can never match. It cannot intrude. It has no power to do anything in that level where Mother Yashoda is loving Krishna as a simple, small child. Although this Aishwarya Shakti sometimes comes up to do something, but this Aishwarya Shakti has no power in Vrindavan. So here we see that how Krishna took this dirt in Brahmanda Ghat. So various acharyas, they give commentary about this, that. So Mother Yashoda, when she is talking to Krishna, she said that, okay, other boys are telling lie because they are your enemies. But then the question remains that why the Balaramji, told that why Krishna has eaten dirt. So one acharya, he says that paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, that Krishna appears here in every yuga practically to kind of, earth is overburdened with so much of kings which are not righteous. So to remove that burden, Krishna comes. But then here, rather than removing the burden, Krishna is engrossed in playing pastimes in Vrindavan, and Balaramji is thinking, just by eating little dirt, how it will lessen the burden of earth. Burden of earth is very huge. You are just taking one small grains. So he wanted to kind of give signal to Krishna that Krishna is, you have to do many things. This is like, don't think that this is what, the leela is over. No. So in that sense, he wanted to go and complain to Mother Yashoda that he is thinking that just by eating dirt, everything is over. It's not over. Lot of things has to be done ahead. And the shloka also is there, given by our acharyas, that how this go raja and the gopi raja or the Vrindavan raja, that is so special that even it is, even the demigods, they are very eager to get it, because they know the value of that, so that they are very eager to get it. So this shloka is given, that how yat spruhyam tadaish alabhya ashatam dheyam chayad yoginam praptam syat kimutad rajo vrajagata go gopika padagam. So this shloka says that yad spruhyam, that this was desired by tridashai alabhyam ashatam, that this was desired even by the demigods, that when they can have the dust of Vrindavan. Dheyam cha yad yoginam, that is the dheya, that is the goal of their life, goal of their meditation. Praptam syat kimutat rajo vrajagata go gopika padam. So Krishna was telling that in one shot he wanted to kind of make sure that everybody gets. Yatha taro mool nishechanena truppanti skanda bhujopashakha, that if water is put into the root, then that is gone to every limb of the tree. So Krishna was thinking, okay, my form is the source, that is the mula. So if I take this earth, I take this very special Vrindavan Raj, it will reach to everybody. So everybody will be benefited by my taking this food for life. So all the lives will be happy by this one morsel. So that was Krishna's food for life. And then one of the acharya, he says that when Mother Yashoda asked Krishna that, have you eaten dirt? He said, no, not only I, everybody ate. And then he was showing that who ate the earth. And he showed everybody. said that don't think that I only ate, everybody ate. So with that thing he showed the whole universal form. So this, you know, pastime of Mother Yashoda now becoming bewildered by seeing Krishna's greatness, she is offering obeisances. Pranatasmi tat padam. So generally the mother will not offer obeisances to child, but here we find that she is offering obeisances to child because she is seeing the mahattata, or she is seeing the greatness of that small child, and that's why she is paying obeisances to the Lord. So here Prabhupada writes very nicely in the purport that when we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer Him our respectful obeisances. Then our position will be secure. This was the means adopted in this instance also by Mother Yashoda, that when somebody is there in the, it appears that sometimes some people feel like that, क्या भगवान ने सब दुनिया के प्रॉब्लम मुझे ही दिए. Some people they come and tell that, no bro, everything is going wrong, like my job has gone, divorce has happened, I have got some health issues, and then this, that, everything is going wrong. So and many people feel like that, that as if the whole, I am the target of somebody, you know, if maybe it is God or whatever, but then as if the whole problems are shooting from all direction, all 10 direction, they are coming to me. So the best way here how to resolve is given, that Prabhupada says that when we are beset by some problem for which we cannot find, we can find no reason. And it is always like that, because when the problems they come, people want to find some reason. You know, what happened, you know, like why is happening like this? Why this, you know, person is behaving like this? You know, why my boss is like this? Or why suddenly, you know, my health has gone down? Or why suddenly the situation had changed? Why suddenly so many things? And we have no reason. But then we understand that Krishna is the supreme cause. He may not be immediate cause. At least we should understand that Krishna is the cause. Not that Krishna is cause means he is cruel and he is doing it. Not like that. But then Krishna is overseeing it, and Krishna is giving it although we are unhappy. That means Krishna had some other plan. It is like that. It is like a child is taken to the, sometimes it happens, for a small child to take to the clinic, doctor. It's a big job because he doesn't want to go. The mother, father, they have to practically give him some toffees, chocolate, and then they go for just, you know, walking, and then suddenly they enter the clinic. But then child also is intelligent. He sees that this place is not a shop or something. People are sitting, some strange smell is coming. She understands that kuch to gadbad hai. But then he is taken inside, then he sees the doctor, then he understands that some plan is there, and then doctor removes the injection, then he understands that I am caught, then he starts shouting, crying. But then to his surprise he finds mother is catching one leg, father is catching another leg, doctors, other people are catching, and then doctor is giving injection, and he's shouting, crying, asking for help from mother father, but mother father are happily just smiling at him and seeing that injection is going inside. So he feels that till now I thought that my mother father are my good friends. Today I discovered that they are my worst enemies, because I am so much in pain. I am telling that save me, rather than that they are telling doctor or dalo. So he cannot understand. He can only understand on this ground that my mother father, they are my friends beyond this also. This one instance is not the only to understand whether they are enemy or they are my friend. So immediate cause, sometimes you may not understand, sometimes you may understand, and sometimes is beyond our logic and reason, becomes very confusing. So to the degree we have faith in Krishna, to that degree we can pay obeisances to Krishna, that Krishna, it's your plan. And we can see how Prabhupada, practically more than 30 years he was struggling so hard. It's very difficult to struggle like that for 30 years with no result. He tried in Delhi, he tried in Jhansi, he tried in Mumbai, he tried in so many other places to preach, to have some magazines, and he was alone. Not even one person to help him. And he tried Jhansi, it was almost done, but then everything was kind of spoiled just because of one, you know, small instance. And then he was practically doing everything. He wanted to go to Tokyo, there was a nice offer, and everything was set. Only thing, he was not having a money to buy a ticket. So, and Prabhupada was desperate. If you read the letters, Prabhupada went to the Indian president also, that can you please give me some money so that I can go, it's very important. President also denied. Then he asked the authorities there in Tokyo, they also said that no, we can't sponsor. So he tried to that extent, that, but then nothing happened. So then he said okay. So when it was just few days ahead, that whole function, and he understood that I can't. And then he was like going through practically so many failures like that. But then here we see the hallmark of a devotee, a symbol of devotee is this, that he pays obeisances to the Lord when so many problems comes, and he is not able to understand how and why and from where they are coming. Because to solve the problems, you don't have to know from where they are coming. It is like somebody gets a malaria. He don't have to know exactly which mosquito bit him. Not that after getting malaria we start figuring it out. Chodunga nahi usko. I'll see today which mosquito did that. So we understand that okay, now it's done. Now let's see what to do. So many times in our life this situation will be there, as Prabhupada was going through. But then we see that it was arrangement of Krishna only. That Prabhupada went to America in 1965. Why Prabhupada went in 1965 only? We see that if you see the culturally, politically, the kind of things happening in that year, 1965, we see lot of changes happened in that 1965, which was just Krishna's arrangement special for Prabhupada, so that Prabhupada could preach very easily. Because there were like you remember if you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, when Prabhupada was going to this Tomkins Square Park to do the kirtans, the Satsarup Maharaj writes that what kind of people they used to gather there. The Puerto Ricans, and then he gives many names there. So all these people, they were migrants. So migrants are not at all welcomed in any country, because they come and then they keep staying there and they are considered like a burden. So what had happened is, lot of migrants had come in the 18th century, and when the 19th century start, they became very alarmed. So many people are just coming and, you know, becoming burden. So in 1910, the government of America, they put a very heavy restriction on anybody coming inside. Visas were not even given only. So very strict. 1965 was the first time they released it little bit, that they said, okay, you know, we are releasing this. So, and that's how we find that was the area when, that was the time when many Indian sadhus started going there. Like before Prabhupada also, some yogis and things, they started going. That was in this period only, when the visas, they were little released. So even politically, the thing became very favorable for Prabhupada. And we see that was the time when religiously also it was very fertile ground. Because generally in Christianity they are very strict. They're like kind of, this is the only way. And everybody else goes to hell only. But in 1965, the Catholic Pope gave a sermon. In that he became little loosened, because he saw that people criticize such, you know, very, people feel that you are not sensitive or you are not. So he wanted to show the religious sensitivity. So he, first time in the history, they openly declared that we are the only way, but if there are some good things in other religions, we respect that. So people also understood that there are some things other than our religion outside which are respectable also. And that was in this area only. So people started seeing around Eastern culture, people started, you know, taking interest. So you find that before that, not many Indians were going to America the way now it is. But then after that, then things were little more, flow was there. And then we see that culturally also, the whole, because the World War II happened, in that America was not so much involved. Britain was the superpower. But then in the whole Second World War, practically everybody was smashed. And then America, just because it came in the end, it's like they were saved. And then after World War II, America became the world power in so-called economy and things like that. And we find that the economy boomed. People started becoming very wealthy. Not before, like they have to work very hard. And then, so this batch, they had everything without much working. Hippies. So they had practically all wealth, all facilities, everything was there. And they don't have to work also. But then they found that this doesn't work. Because they could see that although we have everything, that is not giving any satisfaction. And they were becoming hippies. And this was the right time. because world war had just ended, and then this whole flourishing thing was there for some time, and then this downfall came, where the people started feeling little unsatisfied. So when Prabhupada went there in 1965, you can see that that was very wonderful arrangement of Krishna only, that he got ticket by Sumati Morarji in 1965. So Krishna arranges everything. Krishna arranges problems also in 30 years. And Krishna arranged that 1965 also, with opening everything. So we see that Krishna only arranged Vasudeva and Devaki to be bound by Kamsa. And Krishna only arranged to remove the shackles of Vasudeva when Krishna is being carried by Vasudeva. So difficulties and not difficulties, that is under Krishna only. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in he had taken sannyas, and then he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and then after taking sannyas only, in the kirtan only he stayed, "I'm going," and he started running towards Vrindavan. And devotees were like very shocked. Nityananda Prabhu is there, and you know, many other devotees are there, and they were like, so then Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he was brought to Shantipur. And Shantipur, he stayed for more than a week, and all the devotees come, they were enjoying. They were not knowing after this week, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be able to see him or not, because it appears that he is not going to stay here, he is going to go to Vrindavan. Once he goes to Vrindavan, finished. So then all the devotees had come. So after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got order from his mother that you please go to the Puri, because Puri is, you know, Krishna's place only. Jagannath is staying there, so it is Vrindavan. So if you stay here, it will be easier for me to get your, you know, message, how you are. So he accepted that. But then, when to go? Everybody was telling, no, wait for 2 days. And then, like so many loving devotees were there, so things were like going. At one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, we are going now. So Advaita Acharya came, he said, no, now there are a lot of problems are there, like lot of Muslim, you know, things are going on. You can stay little, because so many problems are there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, he said, you don't know that whenever devotees are doing Sankirtan, there is always a Sudarshan Chakra going in front to protect all the devotees. That whole pastime is there, that how this, they were going in the boat doing kirtan, and the boatman was telling them, no, don't do kirtan, because there are so many tigers in this area and it is night, the tigers can attack. Although our boat is going in by the river, but tigers are known for it, that they can just swim and then attack the boat also. So, and this is night. If 2-3 tigers attack, what you will do? So he was telling that, you know, don't chant too loudly. But then, can you tell that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in the boat, not just chanting, sitting. And then all the devotees, they were doing kirtan. So there also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again gave the assurance that he said, don't worry. So there, very nicely, Advaita Acharya says that, my dear Lord, all the difficulties are your servant only. So, although I am telling that there are difficulties, you stay back. But actually I know that all the difficulties are your servant only. So how they are servant? They are servant in this sense, they are all ordained by Lord only. ultimately. So the difficulties given to Srila Prabhupada in that 30 years, that also ultimately the cause is Krishna only. And making everything, you know, kind of free so that Prabhupada can preach wonderfully, that also is Krishna's arrangement only. What we do in between, namantasya, that we just pay obeisances to Krishna when things are beyond our hand. So here he says that when we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer Him our respectful obeisances. And that's how Prabhupada is quoting this verse. Tatte nukampam sushamikshamano bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam rudvagvapurivir vidadhan namaste jive tayo muktipade sadaya bhak. So here the qualification of a person who inherits the kingdom of God is given, that when the difficulties they come in his life, with his body, words and mind, he pays obeisances to the Supreme Lord and says thank you. It's not so easy to thank the Lord when the difficulties are there. Not so easy. But then, at least, that's how he says that hrid vak vapubhir, heartfelt, you know, with his words and with his body, he pays obeisances. So we surrender to the Lord, telling that, my dear Lord, it's you who is acting. So let you act and I just be receiver. Whatever way you want to act, I will be always there. Aslishyava padaratam pinastumam. That it is up to Krishna. Krishna is our master. Whether he wants to put us in difficulty, okay, no problem. He wants to remove us from difficulty, no problem. He wants to give us glory, no problem. Because he is our master. So when that is our understanding, such person becomes qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So here he is not just tolerating, as Prabhupada says in next, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama apayino anityas tam titikshasva bharata. So this titikshasva bharata that you tolerate, this tolerance is just, you know, you don't understand why it is happening. You don't understand why should I tolerate. But still it is said that, okay, you know, tolerate. But I am not happy, no problem, tolerate. So that is the first level. That sometimes we may tolerate with lot of grudge. That, you know, kya ye? Okay. So like that. So that is this tam titikshaswa bharata. That, okay, what can be done? But then this tolerance is kind of first level. Second level, of course, there are few levels. We don't have to go in the detail. But the highest level is this. Of course, above this also one is there, where our Kunti Maharani, she says that she is not just paying obeisances to Krishna and telling thank you. She is above this. What? Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yadasyat apunar bhava darshanam. That he says that let all these difficulties come if you are in connection. Without your connection, I don't want. It's not that I want only miseries. Miseries in your correction, then it's okay. Your connection means I should remember you and I should be with devotees, then it's okay. So we see here that the when the difficulties they come in one's life, we offer ourselves in service of Krishna more. like that. And we see also, whether it is Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, or it is Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Devi, they also went through so many difficulties. Shachi Mata, she lost her so many children. They were taking birth and then dying. Not one, two, many. So you can imagine that it's like in a row so many children are getting killed by some disease here, there. But then they did not reduce their surrender to Krishna. Rather, they increased. Similarly, we see in case of this Vasudeva and Devaki, they also had to go through so much of difficulties just for Krishna to appear. Previous ages they had done great austerities, that is over. In this life only they had to go through so many difficulties, so many tortures. So when we are in this situation of difficulties, then only one thing is there, that we, rather than understanding why, how, who, what is the cause, it is first thing we have to do is we just pay obeisances to Krishna. We just come in front of Radha Ras Bihari and pay obeisances. Krishna, I don't know, ultimately you are the cause, and if it helps me in my devotional service, I accept it, you know, gratefully. I don't know how it is helpful, that also intelligence, it's up to you to give. So these are all when things are beyond our, you know, that's why he says that some problem we can't find no reason that why things are happening. So it is very important to see the connection that Krishna is the original cause. And that's how these festivals are celebrated, like Diwali is celebrated. This is like one of the very important festival which we celebrate. And practically everybody is in fever of purchase and decoration and eating sweet, and of course now cracking crackers, it is banned because pollution and things like that. And many things we do, and eagerly people wait. We still remember it, like when the calendar first comes, children first they open and see when is Diwali, when is, so they are so eager to see the dates and when it is coming and things like that. So it is very loved by everybody, not only kids but seniors and everybody. So why these festivals are there? Like you see sometimes, specifically on these 2 days, 15 August and 26 January, you have seen the Deshabhakti overflowing. Everywhere you go and then you hear the songs, Mere Desh Ki Dharti, or you know, vagara vagara. And then everybody feels very kind of, yes, yes, yes. Right. So we see that at least for these 2 days you get that feeling. So what happens, even if somebody is ritualistically doing it, it's ritual only. They take the flag and then put in their car, or they take the flag, put in their cycle, or take a flag, and they put here also. So in one sense, our this kind of feelings, they're supposed to have every day. But because they are not there, at least for 2 days, so then that two festivals are there. There, when these festivals are, you know, even ritualistically performed, it gives rise to that emotion. Similarly, All our great acharyas, the Vedas, they have designed this whole festivals in such a way that even if ritualistically someone performs, at least time being, temporarily, some feelings connected to Krishna consciousness will come. So that's how these festivals has to be seen. That these are the Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kari. That these are the festivals which can very well generate bhakti in the heart of devotees and in the heart of non-devotees also. Only thing is, we have to know the connection. Many times people, they eat lot of sweets, they put lot of lamps and put lot of fatakas, but they don't know why. They feel that it's Diwali is there. But then why Diwali is there? Because that is the time when Ramchandra returned back from Ayodhya, killing Ravana. The whole Ayodhya had become like a ghostly haunted town when Ram went. But then when Ram returned back, they got new life. So whenever the Lord leaves any place, that becomes like a haunted place. So now our heart also has similar situation, that when the Krishna leaves, Ram leaves the heart, then what happens is it becomes like a bhoot bangla. It's like a haunted place. And that's how we find that all negativity, negative thoughts, negative desires, you know, they all just flood in. Because that's what happens when the Lord leaves. But this is the time when Lord can come inside again. So we are inviting Lord Ram so that he can come and again take charge of our heart. So lighting the lamp is welcoming Krishna in our life. Lighting the lamp, we are welcoming Ram in our life. So just imagine Ayodhya, everything is happening. They are putting that Akash Kandil, they put lamps, they put rangoli, everything. And then they eat, you know, make nice sweets. And Ram only doesn't come. And then they only eat all the sweets and they only enjoy things. It's like, what is that? So now the whole festival has become like that. They feel that, okay, Ram come, no, doesn't come, no problem. Sweet hum hi khayenge. This whole decoration is for us only. That is not for us. That is for Lord Ram. So we should know how to celebrate Diwali. Diwali is not for us. Diwali is for welcoming Lord Ram. So if he doesn't come, then Diwali is empty. So Diwali is not just celebrated by eating sweets. Diwali is celebrated by giving that sweets to Lord Ram and Krishna. So we celebrate Diwali by finding that connection. If that connection is not there, that is very empty. So like that. Okay, so we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.